Have you noticed the amount of money people are spending on collectibles lately? An amazing amount of money has been and is being spent on all sorts of things that have been in the possession of the famous. Often worth more when they're no longer with us. I don't personally adhere to this behavior, but then again, I never was an autograph hound either. So I'm reading in Mark 11 about the arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem, and something jumps out at me, something that screams eBay. Listen to this and see if you know where I'm going. It's from Mark 11, verses 1 to 3. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you what or why you're doing this, say the Lord needs it and we'll send it back here shortly." Did you notice it? Did you hear it? The colt, the unridden colt. The unridden prophetic colt, or donkey as it's sometimes referred. Are you going to tell me that the colt wouldn't be a collector's item in today's world? That it wouldn't be worth way too much money? That it wouldn't garner a hefty profit for somebody on, say, eBay? Now, what does that tell us about the world we live in? There has to be a message loud and clear in that revelation. See, I understand the value of the colt. It serves the Son of God. It transported him, and no one else had ever ridden it. But there's a difference between valuing something and using it for profit. It seems to me that our world has blurred the line between the two. Then again, we live in a world that is so far removed from that Palm Sunday event so many years ago. But I can't help but wonder about such things, and that recognizing the world's values, the careless loss of innocence, and the basic disrespect for human life, aren't these signs of how we're treading down a dark path? Lord, help us to regain our vision. Help us to regain our voice and our love for the life that was won for us. Pray on.